$150 million in proceeds, of which $160 million would be transferred to the state school fund. These numbers are on page 6 of your bill. $16 million to community colleges, $31.5 million to Department of Higher Education, $26 million to the Department of Corrections, and $5 million to Department of State Police, $6.5 million to the Oregon Youth Authority, and $5 million to Department of Human Resources. The cigarette tax bond, the bill also sets up cigarette tax bond debt service fund, from which the revenue proceeds from the revenue bonds are to be used to repay the investors over the 6-year period of the bonds. Finally, the Section 9 of the bill on page 10 states that the bill should be submitted to the people for their approval or rejection at the next regular general election held throughout this state.
Thank you, Paul. Any questions to staff? Representative Devlin?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, clarification. If you prefer this question when the bill comes back, please let me know. Does this mean, by the reading of the bill, that should the voters on September 17th not approve the referral of the cigarette taxes, that there would be no revenue from which to pay these bonds? So obviously no revenue.
That is
bonds
correct.
Would be issued. That's correct.
That is correct. And, yeah, let's please try to hold our questions. I mean, we're going to have plenty to discuss and discuss here when we get back. Get this process going as long as it's 8 o'clock and on Susan Morgan's birthday. I mean, I don't care that it's, you know, Memorial Day weekend. It's Susan Morgan's
Labor Day
weekend. I don't care. It's Susan Morgan's birthday.
Well, with that, Mr. Chair, I would move that the committee accept the introduction as of the LC2 as a committee bill.
Representative Morgan has moved LC2 for introduction to the floor as a committee bill. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, not that I'm going to hold up these proceedings, but I will vote for the introduction, giving no indication of my ultimate position on the bill.
Thank you for sharing, Representative Devlin. Representative Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I will join my colleague, Mr. Devlin.
You know, that fence is awful narrow there. Thank you very much. We appreciate your support. Any further discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, LC2 is introduced and moved to the floor as a committee bill. We will close the work session on LC2 and open the work session on LC3 for possible introduction and movement to the floor.
Mr. Chair, LC3 is a companion to LC2. It provides the ballot title and financial impact statement and explanatory statement for the measure. And the ballot title is that it authorizes the sale of revenue bonds to provide additional funds for certain identified programs. It goes on to explain a yes and no vote, and then the measure, the bill also lays out what you went through on LC2 as to how the proceeds from the $250 million bond sale are to be distributed among state agencies.
Any questions of staff? Chair will accept a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that LC3 be introduced as committee bill.
Let the record state that Representative Devlin and Johnson, if I can be so presumptuous as to assume that they will give us a courtesy vote to get this through to the floor, and we will discuss their eventual votes, positions. You know, you guys can come down further this way. It's not like, yeah, really. The last person I hit, I mean, Representative Morgan has moved LC3 to the floor as a committee bill with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Any objections? Thank you for your courtesy votes. Seeing none, so ordered. We will recess the committee until we've had a chance to get these through first reading. We'll find out if we're going to get first, second, and third readings tonight. We don't know. This is an interesting time. Well, we will reopen the committee. We will open a work session on LC7. Staff.
Mr. Chair, LC7 adjourns the sine die 5th special session of the 71st Legislative Assembly. The date and time are left blank.
Excuse me. Mr. Chair, I would move adoption of LC-7, or introduction of LC-7 as a committee bill.
Representative Morgan has moved LC-7 as introduction as a committee bill. This is the concurrent sign-and-die resolution. Any discussion? Any objections? I'm concerned. I think we should do this by my birthday, which is September 3rd, and we'll see if we can't get that done. Seeing no objection, LC-7 is introduced as a committee bill and moved to the floor when they do pass recommendation. We will close the work session on LC-7. Well, I guess we don't move it to the floor when they do pass because we haven't worked it yet, but we will close the work session on LC-7, and we will recess the House Special Session Committee on Budget Restoration until further notice, which will be short. We'll recess.